Chapter 17. Pepper's head spun. She had betrayed Zinnia, not the other way around. Sebastian pushed her toward the stage, his hand between her shoulder blades. Elliot was already on, along with Marigold, Willa, and Andres. They had brought the instruments, except the piano, which didn't exist anymore, and attached Andres's leash to the chair Marigold sat in. Mics were set up for the singers. Everyone looked nervous in the glare of the lights. Sweat shone on Elliot's upper lip. He kept changing the way he held his guitar, as if it had turned into a foreign object when he wasn't looking. The crowd was huge, a shadowed mass of heads, faces, and bodies. "They're waiting for us to start," Sebastian said to Pepper in the wings. "Go on, take your place." Pepper dug her heels into the floor. "I don't think I can." Sebastian spoke firmly. "You're fine. You're also the star of our act. Go!" "Are you worried you won't be able to control your fiercing?" Nori whispered. Pepper nodded. "Really worried. After everything that's happened, I'm not feeling grounded."
"I'm worried I won't be able to play the piano, since Zinnia burned it to a crisp,"
Bax said darkly.
"Maybe you can," Nori said. "Do what Coach told you."
Pepper didn't know what Nori was talking about.
"Listen," Nori whispered. "I'll stay human, okay, Pepper? And then you won't have to worry about fiercing. Just do your music."
"But Nori," Sebastian said.
"Nope, it's settled," Nori said.
Pepper thought she looked relieved.
"I don't need to be a flamingo. I'm happy to go as just me. I'm totally fine with it. Then the fiercing doesn't matter, and we will all be amazing."
She bent and picked up the tambourine.
"I'll play the tambourine, and I won't sing. It'll be great."
"All right, then. It's decided. Let's go," Sebastian told Pepper, Nori, and Bax. "Come on."
He strode onto the stage. Pepper, Nori, and Bax followed.
"We need a piano," Bax muttered. "We need a piano. This is a disaster."
"Do what you're working on with Coach," Nori repeated.
She plastered a big smile on her face and took the mic.
"Hello, we are the fifth grade upside down magic class," she said, loud and clear. "And we're proud to rock the Dunwiddle show off."
Sebastian raised his baton and let it drop. Andres opened up on the bongos. Willa started her reign, and a few people in the audience cheered. A light shone on the bowl. The raindrops kerplopped together to make a beat. And they went on, drumming and kerplopping. Nothing else happened. This was where Bax usually came in on piano, but Bax stood there looking miserable, doing nothing. Pepper couldn't start till she heard Bax's bass line. What was she supposed to do? Elliot gulped and started up on his guitar, but it didn't sound right without the piano. Marigold gamely joined in on her clarinet. Same thing. Sebastian made a pained expression. Pepper didn't know when to come in. Her cue usually came from Bax's bass line. She glanced back at Bax. He drew his eyebrows together, and Pepper had a sudden and awful suspicion that he was going to flux into a rock just to get himself out of this horrible, embarrassing situation. Bax's face grew red. The tendons on his neck bulged.
Boom, ding, a clang, clang!
The audience gasped and then broke into spontaneous applause. Bax had fluxed into a piano! A piano! Not only that, but a player piano! That was what it looked like as the black and white keys went up and down. The bass line to Crazy Daisy Shame echoed through the auditorium. It wasn't really a player piano, though. It was Piano Bax, and he was playing himself. The applause was so loud that Sebastian made the stop motion with his baton. The UDM kids all stopped playing. Piano Bax heard them and stopped, too. They waited until the cheers died down, and they started the number again. First, Andres' drum beat. Then, Willa's reign. Then, the piano bass line. Happiness welled up inside Pepper.
And there was her cue. She clapped, slapped, and snapped, driving the music forward with an addictive, percussive beat. Elliot came in on the guitar and Marigold on clarinet. Willa sang the first verse into her microphone. During the first chorus, Elliot took a break from the guitar to dip his hand into Willa's bowl of water. He drew out icicles, one, two, and tossed them to Pepper. She caught them and played them by beating them together. The ice sparkled. Andres floated gently beside his drums, his white sneakers high above what ordinary fifth-grade flyers could manage. Nori was proud of her friends, so proud. Everyone was finally admiring the special magic of Bax Kapoor and the indoor reign of Willa Ingeborg. Sebastian was using his upside-down flicker talent while conducting, and Elliot had used his ice power. The band hit the third verse. The singers sang it together, a cappella. Then their voices stopped, and it was just Pepper and the rain. The crowd went wild. When the instruments kicked back in, Pepper leaned toward Nori.
"Go for it,"
Pepper whispered in Nori's ear. "I know I can pause my fiercing till the end of the song. It's less than 30 seconds. No problem." Nori knew it was true. She raised her eyebrows at Sebastian, who was conducting.
"Do it,"
he mouthed.
"Flamingo!"
Nori set down her tambourine and focused. Her muscles shivered. Her spine popped. Her neck stretched. She was Flamingo Nori, a super good-looking, sleek and long-legged, bright pink flamingo. There was a smattering of applause. Flamingo Nori felt her body start to sway to the music and made herself stay perfectly still. She couldn't risk moving and messing it up. All around her, her friends were smiling and playing and enjoying the moment. They were showing off their unusual magics, and the audience was loving it. Even Hawthorne and Dahlia were dancing and waving their hands in the air. Father, however, stood with his arms folded across his chest. Flamingo Nori saw him frown at her and her friends. His face was downright sour. He still wasn't impressed? Even though she was a perfect flamingo? Why not? Can't he see how magnificent we all are? Flamingo Nori wondered. What is wrong with him? Then her beak dropped open. She had never thought of it like that. Something was wrong with him. With him. Maybe the problem had been with Father all along. Flamingo Nori wanted to dance. She wanted to have fun. She wanted to enjoy herself. Crazy Daisy Shame was her favorite song. She wanted to wonk out. She let her feathers become fur and her beak become a kitten nose. Her whiskers sprouted, and then her whole head became a kitten head. Her neck shrank, and her body was a kitten body with a nice fluffy tail. She kept her two marvelous flamingo legs and added two more at the front, since she no longer had wings. She stayed her bright flamingo pink color, and she danced and waggled and shook herself all around.
"What is she?"
someone from the audience cried.
"A pink kitten,"
someone yelled.
"With flamingo legs," someone else said.
Sebastian flung his arms in Nori's direction. The band pulled back to just Willa on rain and Andres on drums.
"Ladies and gentlemen,"
Sebastian proclaimed, addressing the audience in a booming voice.
"The one, the only Katingo!"
The band sang the final chorus while Katingo Nori danced her heart out.
Don't, it's a crazy daisy shame. Don't keep your honey bunch out in the rain. Open that door, I'll come in and get dry. Don't pass me by.
When their act finally ended, everyone in the audience jumped to their feet, applauding and whistling. Well, everyone except Father. He was already standing,
and he didn't applaud. Still, the Flares had been good with their Fireflies of Many Colors act, and the Fluxers had been good too with Kitty Grooves, but Katingo Nori and her friends had been better than good. They'd been fabulous. Katingo Nori swished her tail and took in all the people who were standing, stomping, and clapping. She and her friends had done it. They had shown everyone just how wonderful upside-down magic could be.